Let's talk to John Bennett, the Executive Director of the Climate Action Network. John, I understand the new Canadian Environment Minister, John Baird, met with some environment groups last week in Ottawa. Doesn't it seem radical that a Harper Tory would actually listen to people who have been warning about this issue for years?
Yes, it does. And, you know, we don't have any evidence that he actually is listening to anyone yet. The jury's still out on whether he's hearing what we have to say.
And were you at the meeting?
No, I wasn't. And it was actually, the meeting actually took place in Vancouver last Tuesday. And it just so happened that he was in town to view the damage at Stanley Park. At the same time, a number of EDs, or executive directors from several environmental groups, were on their way to Bowen Island to hold a retreat. So they and he took advantage of the fact that they were both in the same place to meet. It was basically a meet and greet kind of hi, I'm the minister. Hi, we're the environmentalists kind of a meeting. there wasn't much substantial discussion that took place. He did point out that he was new in the portfolio and needed some more time to get around all the issues.
So we can't really call this a planned strategy yet.
Well, there's clear. The only strategy we've seen so far is replace the environment minister with a different environment minister, and not necessarily change the tune. The real question is, will the conservatives realize that it wasn't the messenger that was the problem, but the message itself? If they accept that it was the message and want to change the message by doing something good, then we're all open to hearing what they have to say and willing to work with them to make it happen. But we don't have any evidence yet that the tune's changed.
Well, Stephen Harper suggested that maybe we should do something by 2052 or something like that. What do you think the Canadian government should do to help stabilize our climate?
Well, the first thing we have to do is regulate greenhouse gas emissions from industrial sources. Our industrial sources have had no regulations in place ever. What we need is to give them a cap of 6% below 1990 levels and give them an emissions trading system so they can find the most economic ways to reduce emissions. But we have to put that cap on and make that part of doing business in Canada, is that you pay the cost of polluting.
And what about vehicle emissions?
Well, vehicle emissions, we need to have them too. They're really important, but not as important as industrial emissions. California has passed a set of regulations called the California Clean Car Act, which comes into force in 2009. 12 other states in the United States have agreed that they will put the same regulations in place in 2009, and Canada should join them. And our regulations should always be as good or better than the best regulations in North America. Right now, we have none whatsoever.
That's unbelievable. Well, Mr. Baird is not known as a progressive on other issues like women's rights. I'm wondering, is he just under pressure from the Liberals, from the new Liberal leader, or why do you think we're seeing a little bit of motion here?
Well, clearly, the public has told the government that they don't want it to be told that we just throw our hands up and give up when we're faced with a tough environmental problem, and want action and want to have a different approach than what the government was providing through the administration of Ms. Ambrose. I think what we've got now is a more senior member of the government, and also he's also known as a real parliamentary bulldog, a better communicator and a better arguer. So the question is was he put there to present a better point of view, better set of regulations and policies, or is he really there to defend the mistakes of the past better? And the jury's still out. You know, he's doing a bit of a charm initiative right now and talking to people and trying to sound as though he's eager, but he hasn't said anything that would suggest that there's something really of substantive changing in the way this government's approaching climate change.
And if he is going to bring out a new program, or have you heard even rumors about a new program coming out of the Conservative government?
No. We've heard rumors of some announcements in terms of environment and energy efficiency, some replacements for the programs that they've cut in the past, and in terms of renewable energy. But in terms of the real substantive thing, which is regulation, we've heard nothing.
And yet they will depend, it sounds like, with the new balance of power on the NDP to stay in power. That might be one of the scenarios anyway. And the new Democratic Party has a more progressive claim on the climate change issue. Do you see some hope there?
Well, I am confident. You know, I'm a very old activist, and you have to be an optimist to be an activist on the environment. And we have a huge opportunity, and this is where everyone listening in can really play a role. Beginning on January 30th, this special legislative committee will begin to hold hearings on what they call the Clean Air Act. We'd like to see it entirely rewritten. The NDP and the Liberals have suggested they would do just that. But in order for them to do it right, we're going to have to continue to put huge public pressure on those politicians. And I hope that in the next week or so, we'll have a new part of our website up. It'll be Adopt an MP. And we're going to urge members of the public to adopt a member of the committee and provide them with care and, most importantly, education and guidance as to how they should vote on that committee. So I hope everyone listening will tune in to we'll check out the climateactionnetwork.ca website. Hopefully by the end of next week, we'll have this website up, and you'll be able to adopt a member of the committee of your choice and guide them through the process.
And we might actually get some action.
I think we will. We saw an astounding event in the fall. Part of what the government announced was what they call announcements through the Canada Gazette, in which they're intending to draft new regulations. And under that process, you're allowed 60 days, a 60-day comment period, and over 1,200 Canadians used the Climate Action Network website to actually file their own comments, and we've had 1,200 objections to what the government was doing, and this is unprecedented. They've never had that kind of a reaction to a regulation any time in the past.
Well, I think people are spooked here in the West by the storms, and until a couple of days ago, no winter in the East. So Canadians are getting the message, even if their politicians aren't.
Oh, absolutely. And we're hearing it every day. The polls are there. But it's really critical that we keep up the pressure. We cannot let these politicians off the hook. You know, they're playing with the bait. We want to make sure that hook gets set and we reel them in. And reeling them in, it means having them stand up to industry, because it's industry that has stopped government and stopped Canadians from living up to their obligations under the Kyoto Protocol, and it's up to Canadians now to override that undue influence of big industry.
You know, we have a once a year, November the 4th, Climate Action Day, but it seems to me we need a once a month day or some way for people to be meeting more often and learning more and doing more. Do you have ideas along that line?
Well, we really think that what you should be doing now is think political, and is think political both in the big sense of it and the small sense. And we're urging Canadians across the country to rent a copy of An Inconvenient Truth and invite five friends over and talk about it, and then get those five friends to agree to do that with five friends of their own. But also in the larger sense is to use your email, use your telephone, use your letter writing skills to let the politicians know that this is the time for them to act on climate change. You know, I've been doing this, been talking about climate change to politicians for 17 years now. And until recently, the answer I always got from them was, you want me to do these really hard things when the phone never rings and I never get any emails, or I never get a letter from a constituent saying I should do something about climate change? You know, we have to react to what the public is telling us is important today.
Thanks for talking with Radio EcoShock today. We've been speaking with John Bennett, the Executive Director for the Climate Action Network.